And now they're back from outer space.
More green. Ike, welcome home. Christina, welcome home. Yeah.
And some ducks find new homes.
You know, with this many ducks in our care, it was definitely necessary to put out that call to action.
This is the LA Local, brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm Issa Johnson. Thanks for spending part of your Thursday with me. These are some stories making headlines today, April 16th, 2026. A middle school is shaken after a teen was shot near campus. A new program for incarcerated youth. LA 28 at odds with the city. This huge scam during Coachella weekend one, and the Hollywood Freeway on this day in history. But first, space. Last week, Artemis captured the attention of the whole world when they landed back on Earth. Pete Demetrio investigates how the crew is adjusting after arriving home.
After the hatch was cracked and Lieutenant Commander Jesse Wang peered inside, it was bedlam in the capsule and in the water.
Do it. Say it. Let's go!
In the seconds that followed, Wang and others did a visual check on the crew and put out the word that everything aboard was fine.
Fort Greene! Ike, welcome home! Christina, welcome home! Yes! Thank Jeremy, absolutely welcome home, brother! There it is, Reed! What's up, welcome home, brother!
Thank you!
Back on Earth in Houston, Artemis's crew spoke with reporters today and reflected on living in space, so far from everything except other crew members, and getting readjusted to sleeping on Earth.
I sleep a lot better now because I don't have Reed underneath me kicking me.
Oh, come on!
We should talk about our first night of sleep on the ship, where we were about 8 feet apart in the beds in the med bay, and it felt way too far. That was not okay.
The crew also said while the mission kept them busy, there was also a recognition that there was global support, not just from NASA, but from people all around the world, and it translated for them into a simple goal of going out to do something that would bring the world together and unite the world.
There has been increased police presence after a teen was shot near Sepulveda Middle School yesterday. The school went into lockdown and a police investigation has begun. The suspect was a 13-year-old and the 15-year-old victim was walking to school when he was shot in the leg. His aunt spoke to CBS LA.
My nephew, he came to pick up his little brother from school because there has been this boy constantly trying to pick fights with him.
An altercation followed between her nephew and the suspect, and a gunshot followed.
His mom was across the street waiting for him, so she ran to him when she saw that he got hit.
The teenage victim has been taken to the hospital and will make a full recovery. The suspect fled the scene and no arrests have been made. A new group has formed to give guidance to incarcerated minors. Larry Perel has more.
It's called Restorative Academic Mentorship Program, or RAMP, and it includes rehabilitation, education, mentorship, and job readiness training. It's been operating since 2023, but Thursday morning they celebrated the opening of their first community resource center. Roberto Luca is a founder and executive director of RAMP.
We work very closely with the juvenile courts, attorneys, and the probation department. We house youth serving their sentence out in community, and we're helping guide them towards a better future.
Luca says they have to show they're ready for the program before they'll take them in.
They have to participate in rehabilitation programs, education, be involved in taking different self-help classes, educating themselves, and improving while in custody.
He says RAMP also provides housing and can accommodate up to 70 people at one time.
LA 28 and the city of LA are still butting heads. Our Craig Figner explains further.
Rifts between LA 28, that's the private entity running the games, and the city of Los Angeles, which is hosting the games, those rifts seem to be widening. LA 28's CEO this week, during a special council meeting, he couldn't explain the 24% convenience fee that's been added to the enormously high Olympic ticket prices, and he also gave no assurances that the master agreement between LA 28 and the city of Los Angeles will be signed anytime soon. It was supposed to have been executed last October, and this is especially important to council members because, in part, it assures LA 28 won't just use the city of Los Angeles to make a quick buck, that LA 28 will, in most cases, give priority to local businesses when it comes to business opportunities to make money from the LA LA 28 Olympic Games.
There's just been a consistent effort to basically just say, trust us. Frankly, I wouldn't be doing my job if I just said, well, I'm just going to trust you, LA 28, especially that they haven't been acting in good faith.
That's Los Angeles Councilmember Monica Rodriguez. Could this acrimony end in something almost unthinkable? Well, in 1976, Denver pulled out of hosting the Olympic Games after public outrage over how the games were being funded.
Could Los Angeles back out of the Olympics?
I'm not sure of the contractual concerns around what that would look like. All I know is when people are showing you who they are, believe them. We don't have a partnership.
Imagine your business gets a call from none other than the musical generational talent that is Justin Bieber. Well, this rental company thought that's who they were renting their vehicles to. But now those buggies that they gave out are somewhere in Mexico, and Mr. Bieber had nothing to do with the endeavor. John Barrett has more.
The person who arranged the rentals was dropping Justin Bieber's name, and the man who owns the Moke dealership said it wasn't unusual to do a last-minute deal like this, except, as Chad Marta tells us, he wasn't allowed to have a staff member accompany the buggies.
In most of the cases, I do have a handler who stays with the cars. This was a unique situation where, because we're supposedly have been dealing with some headline celebrity, that you can't be near here. You can't be around here, and you can't be seen, and you can't be, so
the buggies were delivered to an address in Palm Desert, but when Marta started tracking the vehicles a little later on, they were not at the music festival. They were on their way, ultimately, to Mexico. He even tried to catch up to them.
Yeah, I was furious.
But you couldn't get there in time, is that it?
I couldn't get there in time.
He said he made a bunch of calls to the CHP, to the authorities, and just cannot believe that the trucks hauling these colorful vehicles were allowed to roll right into Mexico.
It should have been stopped at the border immediately.
He believes the whole thing was orchestrated, complete with a website and burner phones and the Justin Bieber name-dropping thing, plus a wire transfer request that never went through, and now he could be out hundreds of thousands of dollars.
A good day for ducks who needed a home, Karen Adams reports.
All of the ducks handed over to animal services because of overcrowding at the duck sanctuary in Anza have been adopted or rescued.
This was a large-scale operation for the Riverside County Department of Animal Services, and it was definitely a big lift for us.
Animal Services' Veronica Perez says they had to hold a massive free adoption event and says all of the ducks were gone in a day.
Putting the call to action out and really trying to reach out to networks as well as making sure that people, when they came in for adoption, were aware of the commitment, making sure that you understand what you're signing up for. Ducks are flock animals, and so they like to have a companion. They like to be around others like them. And so really it was, you know, with this many ducks in our care, it was definitely necessary to put out that call to action.
She says the ducks were the biggest intake they've had in the last decade.
And did you know on this day in 1954, the Hollywood Freeway opened? This shortcut between the LA Basin and the San Fernando Valley is now one of the busiest freeways in the United States. The segment opened the same year LA suffered one of the worst smog attacks ever, and it was completed during the time the valley was experiencing the most rapid population growth. The project cost $55 million and divided neighborhoods along what was once Old Temple Road. So now you know a little bit more about what happened in and around LA this Thursday. That's it for today's edition of the LA Local, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. You can see the inventory for all 12 dealerships at lacarguy.com. I'm Issa Johnson for KNX News. Thanks for listening. See you next time.